This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Dexcom signals expansion beyond diabetes as CGM technology reshapes health monitoring. Dexcom's chief executive has signaled plans to extend continuous glucose monitoring CGM technology beyond its traditional diabetes market, according to reporting by Stat News. The shift reflects growing evidence that real-time glucose data may hold therapeutic value for broader populations, including those managing weight, metabolic health, and chronic disease prevention. CGM market expansion signals broader clinical vision. The remarks from Dexcom leadership underscore a strategic pivot in the digital health sector, where glucose monitoring devices are increasingly positioned as metabolic wellness tools rather than disease-specific instruments. Stat News documented the CEO's comments during recent health technology discussions, though specific product timelines and indications were not disclosed. Competitive landscape and regulatory pathways, Dexcom's expansion ambitions occur within an intensifying competitive environment. Stat News also reported on concurrent developments in electronic health record integration, noting that systems like Epic continue to dominate hospital adoption. More granular glucose data flowing into clinical workflows could reshape preventive care protocols. Though data privacy and cost-sharing models remain unresolved, the expansion into non-diabetes markets represents a significant departure from current reimbursement structures. Medicare and most private insurers currently cover CGM only for insulin-dependent diabetes patients. A shift toward broader eligibility would require new health economic evidence and regulatory argumentation, a pathway that may take years to materialize. Clinical evidence gap and research priorities. While CGM adoption in diabetes has demonstrated clear clinical benefits, reducing hypoglycemic episodes and improving glycemic control, evidence for metabolic wellness applications remains preliminary. Without such data, insurers and healthcare systems may resist coverage expansion, slowing commercial uptake. Dexcom's strategic signaling suggests confidence in the underlying science, yet the company faces a critical challenge, demonstrating that CGM-guided interventions in non-diabetic cohorts produce measurable health outcomes at population scale. Early adopter programs and real-world evidence studies may precede formal clinical trials, potentially accelerating regulatory pathways, CGM adoption, and projected market applications. Current market, type 1 and type 2 diabetes, established reimbursement, strong clinical evidence, emerging applications, weight management, metabolic prevention, early evidence, regulatory pathways undefined. Source: Stat News, Dexcom Leadership Commentary, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal. News key takeaways: Dexcom's CEO has signaled intentions to expand CGM technology beyond diabetes, targeting metabolic wellness and weight management populations. Clinical evidence for non-diabetes applications remains limited. Regulatory approval pathways and insurance coverage standards have not yet been established. Healthcare system integration pressures are mounting, with Epic EHR dominance noted in Stat News reporting. Frequently asked questions: can CGM devices be used by people without diabetes? Current regulatory approvals restrict CGM use primarily to insulin-dependent diabetes patients. However, emerging research suggests potential benefits for metabolic monitoring in non-diabetic populations, though this remains investigational. Insurance coverage for non-diabetes uses is not yet standard. What evidence supports CGM use for weight management? Limited evidence currently exists. While real-time glucose data may inform dietary choices, randomized controlled trials demonstrating weight loss or improved outcomes are still needed. Most existing studies focus on diabetes populations. When might CGM become available for non-diabetes conditions? Regulatory timelines are uncertain. Dexcom's public signaling suggests a multi-year pathway requiring clinical trial data, regulatory submissions, and payer coverage decisions. Real-world evidence programs may accelerate timelines, but formal approvals could require 3 to 5 years or more. See drugs and treatments coverage for regulatory updates. Dexcom's expansion strategy reflects broader digital health industry trends, shifting disease-centric technologies toward preventive wellness models. Success will depend on generating robust clinical evidence, navigating evolving regulatory frameworks, and securing payer commitment, a multi-stakeholder challenge that will shape digital metabolic monitoring for the coming decade. Industry observers and clinicians should monitor regulatory filings and clinical trial announcements closely. SourceStat Plus, Dexcom CEO hints at future uses for CGM. ACT-Context signals expansion beyond diabetes as CGM technology reshapes health monitoring. Description: Dexcom signals CGM expansion beyond diabetes, explores regulatory pathways, clinical evidence gaps, and implications for metabolic wellness monitoring. Author: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: AtType Organization. Name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-19. Date modified: 2026-05-19. At context: CGM devices be used by people without diabetes? Accepted answer: answer, text. Current regulatory approvals restrict CGM use primarily to insulin-dependent diabetes patients. However, emerging research suggests potential benefits for metabolic monitoring in non-diabetic populations, though this remains investigational. Insurance coverage for non-diabetes uses is not yet standard. AtType question. Name: what evidence supports CGM use for weight management? Accepted answer: AtType answer. Text: limited evidence currently exists. While real-time glucose data may inform dietary choices, randomized controlled trials demonstrating weight loss or improved outcomes are still needed. Most existing studies focus on diabetes populations. AtType question. Name: when might CGM become available for non-diabetes conditions? Accepted answer: AtType answer. Text: regulatory timelines are uncertain. Dexcom's public signaling suggests a multi-year pathway requiring clinical trial data, regulatory submissions, and payer coverage decisions. Real-world evidence programs may accelerate timelines, but formal approvals could require 3 to 5 years or more. See drugs and treatments coverage for regulatory updates.